Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes, keyword Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. I really appreciate you joining me. This is episode number 464. Before we get started, let me remind you, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And if you would please go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. Also, all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. All right, a couple weeks ago, we had a dentist on the show named Dr. Howard Foran. He's a really interesting guy. I couldn't get to all of my questions because his answers were just so cool. I didn't want to interrupt him. Anyway, let me tell you a little bit about him. He is an MBA. He is a practicing dentist. He launched Dental Town, which is a dentistry magazine. It now has the largest circulation of any dental magazine that I'm aware of. He also launched Hygiene.com, Ortho.com, and he does a podcast called Dentistry Uncensored, and he's done over 500 episodes. And also, he's written a book, which is available on Amazon.com, called Business Uncomplicated. So, Dr. Foran, thank you so much for being on my show again. I really, really appreciate it.
Oh, it's an honor and a privilege to be on your show.
Awesome. I just loved having you on the show before. I had so many questions, and we got some awesome answers, as I expected from you, but I couldn't get through them all, so we're going to try to get through them this time. All right, so in your opinion, what is the most common mistake dentists make in running their practice?
I think if they don't pay attention to the business side of it. If you go to dental school, medical school, law school, or even a seminary to become a priest, you're going to spend 8 hours learning your profession, and you're not going to learn anything. I'll give you a funny story about a Catholic priest once.
Okay.
I had written a book called The Business of Dentistry, and this dentist knew of a priest, and he had gone to school for 8 years, and when he graduated, they put him in a small town in charge of a church and a Catholic school, and the school was like $1 million in debt. The teachers were upset. It was about to go bankrupt, and the priest said to his dentist, he says, you know, they didn't train me for 1 hour in 8 years of seminary school on how to run an elementary school and bills and payroll. So this dentist said, here, this happened to me in dentistry. I read this book, The Business of Dentistry, and maybe you should read it and just, you know, take out the root canals. Business is business. The priest read the book and said that it was his guide for the next year. And he wrote me this lovely letter saying, business is business. Doesn't matter if you're running a dental office or a Catholic church or a school. And he said, I got more training in business from the book. And that's why my book on Amazon called Uncomplicate Business has been, it's got like 47 reviews that are all 5-star. And the people love it because they're just not training you how to run a business when you're in dental school, med school, law school, the seminary, and that you just need to know how to run a business if you're going to provide a great service.
I agree.
And you know, and you could also argue that that's one of the big problems with governments around the world is most government leaders and politicians are lawyers, and so they went to school for 7 or 8 years and really learned a lot about law and political science and bills and how the government works, but they didn't learn any business either.
Really?
And you would be literally amazed at how many of the presidents and governors and senators and congressmen had zero business training also. In fact, that's why I went back to school to get my MBA. I imagine if every person in government around the world spent the next 2 years going back to night school getting their MBA, the entire world would run faster, easier, higher quality for a lower cost.
You are absolutely right. I agree with that. I think that would. because, you know, you have staff all the time. They think the phone just rings because phones ring. They don't understand what it took for me to make that phone ring, for people to want to call us instead of the dentist down the street, you know? And I tell them people don't just materialize. And also, patients aren't like pigs. You can't just put them in a certain hole. They have their own ideas. They have their own lives. And just because we want to do root canals on Thursday afternoon doesn't mean that we get to, right? It's not, that may not be when the patient wants the root canal. They may be busy. So.
And right now, everybody's complaining about the cost of healthcare. But, you know, the last time I was in the hospital for a kidney stone, every single doctor that came in and visited me every 8 hours for 2 days would have to go back and ask what my name was, my social security number. And I'm like, how do you not know this? Why is this not a paperless system? I mean, when I go to the Department of Motor Vehicles, I mean, they're asking me my address. It's like, I've lived here for 29 years.
Right.
I pay you taxes. I mean, it's the government and the hospitals. There's just so much waste and inefficiency in government and healthcare. And if they could just streamline the business processes. I mean, every time you take your kid to the emergency room, it takes 30 minutes of entering all this data that you entered 6 months ago. The last time you took your, I mean, I raised 4 boys. I was in the emergency room 2 or 3 times a year. And every time I went in there, the first 30 minutes wasn't even necessary.
Right, exactly. It's a crazy system. And why does it take 45 minutes to get a prescription bottle filled with 10 tablets, right? If they can't count any faster than that, should they be a pharmacist? But you know what the answer is? They're waiting for the insurance company to say they're going to pay them the $2.95. Did you know that? That's what takes so long. So if you could go back in time and choose a different career path, would you?
You know, that's a tough question because my dad owned a restaurant, a Sonic Drive-In, and humans are so happy when they're coming into a restaurant to eat cheeseburgers. And I got to see the best side of everyone.
Right.
And then there's other professions like dentistry and policemen. You know, dentistry, in an emergency room in the hospital, everybody's scared and they're in pain and they don't want a shot. So you kind of see the worst side of a human. And
yeah.
Policemen have it the worst because they spend all their time dealing with the people that end up going to jail. They deal with criminals. I mean, when you talk to a policeman and you ask what their day was like, or even an ambulance that's going to a car wreck scene and just seeing some of the most god-awful horror stories. So I would say when you get a job at Disneyland or a restaurant or a mall, you get to see the fun side of people. But when you become a dentist, a policeman, or a fireman, or imagine working in a cancer treatment center for children. So you got to realize you're going to pay a personal price when you're going to work all day giving chemotherapy to 6-year-olds.
Yeah.
And dentistry, I mean, just every day, you know, they come in, they're scared, they don't want a shot, they're swollen, they've been up all night. A pediatric dentist, I mean, could you imagine just having a bunch of crying kids with a toothache because they were raised on Mountain Dew?
With non-fluoridated water? Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So, I don't know. That's a tough question. Because I think it's more fun to make chili dogs and cheese dogs than root canals on fear.
You were probably, it must have been really cool to be a teenager and have your dad own a Sonic restaurant. I mean,
Oh my God. It was very cool. I was the most popular kid in high school because they knew if you hung out with me, you got to go to Sonic and eat for free.
Wow. That is really cool. Now, it looks like, tell you what, we always do a Dr. Kvitko question of the day, and I think we're going to do that soon for people that are going to try to win this. Probably the thing you might want to remember is Dr. Fran isn't sure if he would go back and become a dentist again because of the fear factor that people have about going to the dentist, and it's not as cool as owning a Sonic or working at a Sonic, right?
Right.
Okay, but before we do the contest, and remember, you're going to win free flowers from DeSantis Florist. Before we do the contest, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
A And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, and today's question is a true or false question. When I asked my guest, Dr. Howard Foran, if he could do it all over again, would he become a dentist? He said he's not quite sure, because being a dentist isn't quite as fun as owning a Sonic restaurant like his dad. And when people go to the Sonic restaurant, they're happy. And when they go to a dentist, oftentimes they're not. So anyway, is that true or is that false? All right, the winner's going to receive a free floral arrangement from DeSantis Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kvitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kvitko & Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kvitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kvitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kvitko & Associates today, 614-262-9255.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kvitko & Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kvitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kvitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kvitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kvitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kvitko & Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard. All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. We have four people on the line. The question of the day was a true or false question, and it was, when I asked my guest, Dr. Howard Foran, if he could do it all over again, would he become a dentist? He said he's not so sure. Is that true or is that false? All right, hey, Dr. Foran, do me a favor. Would you pick a number between 1 and 4?
4.
Going with number 4. Okay. So let me ask my producer, who's today's winner of the flowers from DeSantis Florist? Who was caller number 4 that knew that the correct answer was true?
The winner is Joyce in Dublin.
Congratulations to our winner. Enjoy those flowers from DeSantis Florist. If you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile. With me on the phone from Phoenix, Arizona is Dr. Howard Foran, DDS MBA. He is a noted international speaker, and he also founded Dental Town Magazine, HygieneTown.com, OrthoTown.com, and just so many things, including writing the book. Tell me about the name of the book again.
Uncomplicate Business. I only manage people, time, and money.
Okay, and that it applies to any business. Anybody that has a business, insurance salesman, realtor.
Yes, any business. Business is business. Doesn't matter if it's dentistry or donuts.
Okay, awesome. All right, so now let me get back to some of these questions I have. What advice would you give to a young person who is considering becoming a dentist? Not somebody that's in dental school yet, but maybe, let's say, a high schooler or even middle school.
You know, my biggest advice would be that if I wanted to go and become a physician or a dentist, I would start working in one of those offices. You could work as a receptionist, an assistant, and then when you go to college, I would become a dental hygienist or a registered nurse. If I want to be a dentist, go be a hygienist, because then you're learning half of dentistry and the cleanings, and you have a great job. So when you finish your undergraduate degree, you're now a registered nurse going to med school or a dental hygienist going to dental school, and you've already learned so much and you're making great wages. A lot of people end up in, say, start dental school or a med school or a law school and they have an undergraduate degree in English or history or chemistry, which isn't a job you can find on monsterjobs.com. No one's looking for a history major or an English major. And even if you had a degree in biology or chemistry or math, there might not be any jobs for that. But if you wanted to be a physician and you became a phlebotomist or an LPN or a registered nurse, and then you're getting to work in your profession, you get to see if you like it. You also get to see, maybe you thought you were going to go to med school because you wanted to be a pediatrician, but once you became a registered nurse and working in the hospitals, maybe you were attracted to oncology or ear, nose, and throat. And by getting a job in dentistry as a hygienist, you know, there's 9 different specialties in dentistry. There's root canals, endodontists, orthodontists, oral surgeries. You just really get to know your profession better. You're getting a degree halfway through that's valuable and can make you have a great living and a great job. So I would just start working, and every degree I'm going after is a licensed degree to get you a job in that specialty.
That is wonderful advice. And what you said there at the end about a licensed degree, I've said that over and over to people. Get something that you have to have a certificate that says, I'm allowed to do this. So you need a certificate to be able to be a school teacher. You need a certificate to be a dental hygienist. You have to have this license, and that sets you apart from the crowd, right?
I mean, there's so many kids that are getting a degree right now, and they're taking out student loans, and there's not even one job offering on monsterjobs.com for that degree.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to go get a degree, if no one is looking, is willing to hire you today and give you money on monsterjobs.com, then you got the wrong degree.
Yeah.
And healthcare is 17% of all the jobs in the United States. 17 out of 100 are in healthcare.
Wow.
Nurses, phlebotomists, hygienists, dentists. So healthcare is a very strong, it's the strongest, fastest growing sector of the American economy for the last century.
Wow. Yeah. It's been a wonderful profession for me, and it's allowed me to have a decent lifestyle. And you don't get wealthy being a dentist, but you can live comfortably and you can do great things. If you want to be super wealthy, you have to be like a CEO of a Fortune 500 company, right?
Right. And at the end of the day, every American would rather have their 2 front teeth than their iPhone. Never forget that.
That's a wonderful saying. Their 2 front teeth rather than their iPhone.
It's true. You'll never, ever meet a woman in America who would give up 2 front teeth for any amount of money. I mean,
yeah.
Not just an iPhone. They wouldn't do it for a brand new Cadillac.
I agree. And people should think that way, shouldn't they? They should realize that.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't think about it till it's too late. Like, you've had the patients like I have where they've avoided dentists because they're afraid. And so that when they have a toothache, they go to an oral surgeon. They have the tooth extracted because they're back teeth. They don't come to us until all they have left are the front 6. And now the back half of that one front, the front 6 one is starting to show because it's getting rotten too. That's when they come, right?
Right.
And then it's almost too late for us to help them. All right. Now, what advice would you give to someone who has already gone to dental school and they're about to graduate? So we talked about somebody that was thinking about going to be a dentist. Now we have a young person who's in dental school. They're going to graduate in 3 months.
The smartest thing they could do is, remember, you've never gone down the street and seen 27 McDonald's on one corner. The one thing that physicians and dentists and lawyers do the worst is they don't spread out evenly like Starbucks does and McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chicken. They're just all lumped on top. So what I would do if I was a brand new graduating dentist, physician, I would go to where I needed. And usually the inner cities, the big cities like Cleveland and New York and Los Angeles have way, way too many dentists. And then when you drive an hour outside of Columbus, you'll find a town of 2,500 people that doesn't even have a dentist. They don't have a lawyer. They don't have a family physician. If the 1 million physicians and the 200,000 dentists and the 1 million attorneys would all spread out, it would be perfect. But we're still seeing, look at Iowa. The governor of Iowa has a list of 100 towns. And if you graduate from dental school and you go to one of these 100 towns in Iowa, the governor will give you a check for $100,000.
You're kidding.
And then the largest insurance company, Delta Dental of Iowa, they match it. And now you've got $200,000. So you're complaining that you're $200,000 of student loans, but you graduate and go into downtown Columbus or downtown Cleveland or downtown Cincinnati that they don't even need you. Yet there's towns that will give you $200,000 $100,000 in cash to practice where you're needed. So if I was a fireman, I would want to go where there were fires and
right.
they needed me to put it out. If I was a policeman, I would want to go where they needed me to find a bad guy. And if you're a dentist, physician, lawyer, go where you're needed. It's demographics, demographics, demographics. And most of those, about 11% of the town in the Midwest America, 11% of the town, usually towns under 2,500 people, they don't even have a dentist.
Did you say under 2,500 people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know what? You might sit there and think, well, you know what? I don't want to live there. But you know, you're only an hour from Columbus. You're
right.
only an hour from Cleveland. And I would rather go to a community and work four 10-hour days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, where everybody needed me, appreciated me. I was very successful. And then on the weekend, if you want to get in your car and drive into the city, you'll be successful. You'll have money, and you can stay in a hotel.
Yeah, that's great advice. Great advice. All right, now we have to go to another break, and I really appreciate you staying with me on the phone here, and I'm enjoying every minute of it, actually. So, but you can hang with us, right?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Okay, so we're going to be right back after this. More with Dr. Howard Foran.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kivitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kivitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kivitko, general dentist and host of the Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigart from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kivitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kivitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kivitko. This is The Reasons We Smile. We have Dr. Howard Foran on the phone. He is an MBA as well as a dentist, and so he has put his business knowledge to work for how he has run his own dental practice and his other businesses. He has several of them, but you have written a book, and it's called...
Uncomplicate Business.
Uncomplicate Business. Okay. And it's available at Amazon?
It's available on Amazon, and it's been on the top 100 international business-selling books for a couple of years. Every single review is a 5-star review.
Wow.
It just really tries to uncomplicate business.
Okay. Sounds wonderful. Sounds wonderful. Okay, I have a few more questions. I want to sneak them all in before the show has to come to an end. So let me start by saying, if you could change one thing about how we practice dentistry, what would it be?
I would improve the operations, the systems. I think your average dentist is doing a really good filling and a really good crown and a really good root canal. I just think the insurance systems, the paperwork, the processes, I would say the processes in healthcare need the most improvement.
So all of the hassle of filing an insurance claim and all of that kind of stuff you're talking about?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Insurance, the billing, the processes, all that paperwork, which the patients can't stand, the hospital can't stand. That's what needs to be addressed. When we talk about Obamacare, the problem with Obamacare is everybody was talking about getting more people covered without pre-existing conditions, which was so great to tackle. But no one went after the processes. No one addressed the fact that 30% of all the money spent in healthcare is shoveling paper around from the insurance company to the dental office to the government to Medicaid to Medicare. It's costly. Gosh, you remember back in 1994 to 2000 when Microsoft and Dell and Intel were all going to make businesses paperless and perfect and all that stuff?
Yeah.
And the government never even noticed that. The free enterprise is pretty much paperless by 2000, and now it's 2016, and the government hasn't even started the process.
Yeah, and that won't be in 2017 either, right?
I know. They need to go after the processes of making the paperwork faster, easier, lower cost, cheaper.
Yeah. Okay. I would like to ask you to look into the future for me, okay? What do you think the profession of dentistry will look like in the year 2050?
Well, that's a great question because everybody talks about how to get rid of that cavity, how to fix that cavity or to correct the baby's malocclusion because her teeth are all crowded. But, you know, when you go back 400 years, there was no malocclusion.
Yeah.
Nobody had crooked teeth 400 years ago because they were nursing
yes.
and not drinking out of a bottle and a sippy cup using all their muscles and mastication. And the diet was very tough and they were chewing everything
gnawing
several
on things.
Times longer. Yeah, gnawing.
Yeah.
So now you have this kid. The mother says, well, you know, the baby's kind of having difficulty nursing because the baby's actually putting forth effort. So she switches to some bottle that just gulp milk into it and a sippy cup and then feeds it applesauce out of a jar. So these teeth and tongue and muscles are never used.
That's right.
So the arches, nothing forms.
Right.
So now when the kid's 12 years old, they need $6,500 of orthodontics because you fed it out of a sippy cup and fed it applesauce. So I think what the millennials are going to do is they're going to sit there and say, okay, first of all, what causes malocclusion? Well,
right.
by, you know, we'll prevent this by breastfeeding and actually feeding it things that were alive and grew on trees and were fruits and vegetables. And then when it comes to decay, what's really amazing is these children are born without Streptococcus mutans that causes decay or P. gingivalis that causes gum disease or HPV that causes oral cancer or herpes simplex 1 that causes cold sores. And right now you see a newborn baby and people pass it around the table at Thanksgiving and everybody kisses it on the mouth, infecting it and transferring all these diseases. And I think sooner rather than later, the entire planet is going to wake up the fact that this baby could never have a cavity until someone kisses it and put their saliva into that baby's mouth. Now, if you went out in your backyard and saw a giraffe, I mean, that giraffe had to come from somewhere. A baby's not born with any of these animals in its mouth that causes these diseases. The baby is born without a giraffe in its mouth. So how did Streptococcus mutans get there? Somebody
right.
kissed it.
Right.
How did it get a cold sore? Somebody kissed it. How did it get gum disease? You don't let your 65-year-old grandmother with gum disease wearing two partials. I mean, I can still remember when I was a little kid, I had two grandmothers. One kissed me on the head. And the other one would kiss you on the mouth, and when you were done, you'd have to take your whole arm and wipe the slobber stuff off. When you're slobbering some wet kiss on a baby,
uh-huh.
you're infecting it
right.
with gum disease and dental decay, HPV and oral cancer, and we're just now reaching a society. You know, in 1880, 80% of the planet couldn't read or write. Now 80% of the planet has someone living in their house with a smartphone, and they can get on Wikipedia and read 52 million pages, whereas my encyclopedia, I was born in 62. I was 10 years old in 1972 when we bought some used encyclopedia books at a garage sale that were printed in 1952. So and now these kids have a smartphone and their encyclopedia is completely up to date,
yeah.
52 million pages long, and the whole world is not only going to figure out how to perform better agriculture and get more yield out of an acre of land, but they're going to start finding out real quick that a lot of these diseases we have, we get from our mom, our dad, our brothers, our grandmas, our sisters, even the pets we own, the dogs and the cats and the cattle and the sheep. And people are starting to understand that let's raise a child that never even could get a cavity or
okay.
gum disease because nobody slobbered a bunch of saliva on its mouth when it was a baby.
So you're saying that in 2050, dentistry might be doing a lot different things. We might just be whitening teeth, for example, or we might just be, how will you think will affect? There will just be less cavities to fill, right?
Yeah, there should be less cavities. I mean, I just think society is so much more educated. Every single year, there's 7.5 billion people, and we've basically gone in one century from 4 out of 5 people couldn't read or write to now almost everyone can read or write. And information used to be only the children of the kings and queens could go to schools and get teachers. Now the access to knowledge on your smartphone is basically all knowledge at almost zero cost.
Right.
So I think society, if the last century that car was going down the road and picking up feed, I think that car is going to turn into an airplane and almost lift off the road. And I think the next century will be humans' finest century.
Awesome. That's really neat. And I hope you're right, because that would be so much better than having these people that are in pain. I have to go in and see somebody early tomorrow morning because he has a toothache. And that is one of the things I like about what I do, is I can relieve somebody's pain. But and yet, you'd rather just clean their teeth and tell them, you look good, everything's fine. So, and we don't get to do that as much as we wish we could. Well, Dr. Fran, this has been so awesome to have you on the show. I really appreciate your time and your awesome answers. You're a wealth of knowledge, and I love your delivery. You're a funny guy, and yet you're very educated, and so it's a wonderful mix. So again, thank you for being on my show.
It was an honor, and if you ever want me to come back, it'd be another honor.
Awesome. Very good. Very good. I really appreciate that. So, okay, well, you have a great day, all right?
Okay, you too. Have a great day.
Okay. Bye. That's all the time we have. Be sure to join me next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.